From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Go Angels!
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry!
It's Quick Hits.
Fox 8's iTeam has discovered the only regulations that the developers of the new Brook Park proposal can't build. Mm-hmm. They can't build anything related to adult entertainment businesses, which is funny because they're replacing one. Now, one of the buildings that they're knocking down used to be a nice establishment with a nice buffet, from what I've heard. Or smoke shops. But pretty much everything else is fair game.
What's wrong with smoke shops?
Any objection?
What's wrong with adult entertainment?
Any objection from the no-so contingent on these regulations?
Hey, we have all sorts of entertainment things right near no-so, but not in no-so, I've noticed. It's very close, though, very close by. And I know that because I pass right by one of the lights that I go to take home, passes right by one of those establishments every single day.
Now, I would like to know, is a smoke shop just the place where, like, you go to...
I'm an adult entertainment and smoke shop. It's all right in that same little stretch right there, both of them.
You get both at the same place?
One's across the street from the other, actually, oddly enough. There's a sandwich in between is a McDonald's, which I always thought was appropriate.
I mean, you can really hit it all right in a row there.
It's basically adult Disneyland, just a nice little stretch for everyone.
I would like some elaboration on smoke shops. If we're talking about the place that has just like, but if it's like, if it's a weed store, what are we doing here? There's nothing more you're going to want. If you go to Adult Disney World, which will be Brook Park,
yeah,
maybe you want some smoke. Who knows? Maybe you want a little bit of the cheeb. I'm not judging.
I just don't understand. Like, if the government is going to make, if they're going to make taxes off of this and they're going to make money off of this, then what do they care what the establishment is?
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
The Browns has to be very pure? Is that what they're trying to sell?
It's optics. That's all this is.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, if all of a sudden they think that that's worth it, I don't know that the Browns would, but if they think that's worth going in one of the stores, it doesn't have to be will someone please think of the children moment.
And I'll tell you, if you want to keep the players out of trouble, a very nice establishment, a lot of talent, upgrade it. There's no salary cap in the strip club.
Tell me if you buy into my... I've had this thought for a while, and this one originated initially with James Harden. So people always gave James Harden a problem for always being in the strip clubs, right?
Perfect name for James, given his proclivities.
If I had a professional athlete's son, okay, and I have a daughter, I don't have a son, so it's never going to come into play. But if I had a son and my kid just wanted to spend a bunch of time at the adult entertainment stores, I'd be like, fantastic. What are you possibly spending in a night at one of those establishments? Even if you make it rain. I know you had your eyebrows raised up. Even if you make it rain, with yourself.
This is where being poor.
This is where you don't understand.
Sorry, not poor, but relatively poor compared to NBA players. You've got a massive blind spot here.
No. You're thinking they go in there and they make it rain hundreds of thousands of dollars and they just don't. It's impossible using singles and tens and fives to make $100,000 at a strip club just disappear in the blink of an eye. So what I was always told with Harden, I'll tell you this because I was told this in Houston. Harden used to spend on average around $5,000 a night when he would go in. He'd go in a lot, but it'd be about $5,000 a night. And so what I always said with Harden and why I thought this was smart, because he's making it rain, he's doing everything. $5,000 goes a long way. I'll let him spend $5,000 a night. It's much better than the person that has the I need to buy as many $250,000 cars as I possibly can.
Like Shador?
Hobby. Yeah, like you, like that goes, I mean, it, you know how expensive that gets if your hobby is buying $250,000 cars?
Yeah, but you can't resell a lap
dance. Your money goes away so quick. Yeah, but if you're spending $5,000 a night, three nights a week, and you're making hundreds of millions, you're never going to go broke doing that. You're spending money, but you're never going broke.
Omaha!
Logic. All right. I don't know that he liked how I got there, but I got there.
Was that I Was Right Radio, too?
That's exactly. Well, yeah, but good thing we don't tweet about it. Maybe I should. All right.
Too soon.
Spencer is going to be in with us tomorrow. Spencer's here tomorrow. You're going away Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Not to jail. That's not like, that's what we say about mobsters.
Yes. No, you're going on vacation the next upcoming days. And so Spencer on his Saturday show previewed his visit into Afternoon Drive. Here we go.
Promise you I will not sandbag my way through Afternoon Drive. That's not going to happen. Nick won't let that happen, frankly, because if I do, it'll just turn into a bunch of clips and cuts that they'll just use against me every time I fill in. So I'm not going to let that happen. I cannot slip when it comes to that show. Oh, wait, except you know what? I forgot I'm in for Nick, not for JP. JP will be nicer about it. JP isn't the one who cuts stuff that I say that might not sound as intelligent and then turns it into clips. That's totally a Nick thing.
I never cut those clips. I make the producer do it.
Is that a fair assessment or a wrong assessment from Spencer there?
No, you're not nicer than me.
I mean, I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, I guess. Do I need to tell Mac to cut up a bunch of Spencer's mistakes or something like that in order to even up the score?
Oh, no.
No, just not. By the way, Spencer, way to put a target on your back. Yeah, you thought I was mean before. Now you insult me in public. Oh, this will not stand. This aggression will not stand.
In public.
Oh. I mean, all I've tried to do is be a good teammate to Spencer German there.
He was just calling how he sees it. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that is.
He just called it how
he
saw it.
And by the way, also, Mac's job is the one to get the clips, not me.
But do you highlight it and then tell Mac what to get, or is that not
really
a thing?
We don't really do that
anymore.
I just
write him down. Write him down as we go.
So Spencer's beef should be with you and maybe not with Nick?
You guys go ahead and take the brunt of that. Yeah. I'll just go ahead and keep coming.
That is interesting,
by the way,
though.
Brothers to you too.
That is interesting, though, that he thinks that anytime he's with me, it's okay, it's fine, we're just having a good time. But with you, he's got to watch out what he says.
Mm, okay, I just see how we are.
Very interesting.
Thought we were all part of a good, happy family and team.
Spencer will be in tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Got a bunch of you bastards around me.
Do I need to stick up for your honor tomorrow with Spencer? Do I need to play this clip for him?
I don't know that I want you sticking up for my honor with the way you've been talking about me today. Bunch of hatefulness.
Omaha!
The NBA draft sure seems rigged after hearing this call between super agent Rich Paul and the Suns regarding the number 10 pick in this year's draft, courtesy of the Homecoming Network.
If you guys keep 10, I'm going to mention a name and you tell me how much you like. Kaman Malawak, if I can get him there.
A lot. That'd be my first choice.
Okay, done deal. That's all I need
to
hear.
If he can get there?
I'm going to try my best because you're our first choice. If he gets past Brooklyn, then yeah. But let me make those calls so I can let you do what you need to do.
All right, yeah, call me back when you hear.
I will. Okay.
I mean, like a week ago, the entire sports world just talked about collusion. It sounds like collusion to me.
Yeah, that's not a good look. I don't love this development. I don't love how involved the agents are in trying to maneuver and get their players to where they want them to go. It makes sense. I mean, I get it. I would, if I was an agent, I would be playing this game. I can't say that I wouldn't. I would want my agent, or I would want my players to go to the spot that would give them the most success.
I can't believe that anyone let this get out. I mean, even if this is taken out of context, which I'm sure Rich Paul might claim, then again, he might like the optics of him having the kind of power to make a player slide to 10. This is so much of a bigger threat to the NBA than, again, like, I have no problem with guys who are superstars in the NBA. LeBron, Kevin Durant, I have no problem with them exercising their power to get where they want to go. I have a massive problem with guys who have not done diddly squat in the NBA and their agents facilitating their way out. I mean, remember, I believe there was an attempt that Evan would not go to Cleveland because there was a rejected workout along the way. There's no way this can be good for the NBA.
Well, the NBA's got to step in and actually do something. This is where Adam Silver has got to say, we can't be having this.
Well, I guess that's not going to happen.
No. And I think Rich Paul knows that. Morgan Wallen walked out he had a concert in Wisconsin over the weekend, and he walked out in a Joe Thomas Wisconsin Badgers jersey. First impression, he walked out with Brett Favre, which was maybe not the best of things in the world, but Joe Thomas, Wisconsin jersey. Does this have you like Morgan Wallen a little bit more?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
All right, when he plays in Cleveland, what jersey is he going to walk out with? Because he always picks somebody that is, whether it's if he plays in Houston, it could be an Astros jersey, it could be a J.J. Watt jersey, it could be something. Will he just go Browns Joe Thomas jersey again? Will he go LeBron? Like, what jersey is he walking out with?
He should just go with the Wisconsin Joe Thomas. He turns around and shows the Thomas there. I think everyone's going to get it.
You could wear a Browns Joe Thomas jersey, though.
And at what point are we just overly pandered to by a middling recording artist?
This is what every musician always does. They always wear either the hat or they wear a jersey of the home team.
So if every recording artist started doing drugs, I have to be like, hey, great job on the drug use.
This is a tale as old as time, though. This is just kind of how this always works. And the local crowd does go crazy. They do. They absolutely love it.
Oh, no. It works. It's basic pandering.
All right. What elicits the biggest reaction, though? Morgan's up there singing, and all of a sudden he turns around and it's this person's jersey.
Nick Chubb right now, given the way the fans feel about him not being here, Joe would get a big pop, but if you wear LeBron one, there's going to be a kickback. Given the way the Cavs went, even if you wore like a Mobley or a Donovan, there might be a kickback.
Does wearing a J-Ram one get you a lot of good graces, or is that just kind of like
a
meh?
Chubb. I think the Chubb is the one that sends it to the roof.
I think you're right. I don't think he will because it's at First Energy or it's at Huntington Bank Stadium. So I don't think he will because I think they'll just know he just pisses off the Browns. But if he did that, that'd be all time.
Omaha! Fast and Furious 11 is set to allegedly close out the film franchise by returning to the world of street racing. And maybe the return of Brian O'Connor character, that previously played by Paul Walker, who passed away in 2013. Any issue with CGI Paul Walker in the final Fast and Furious?
It's not like the whole movie, is it?
We don't know.
It's just going to be a little snippet?
Well, they already did a little snippet at the end of whichever one happened right after he passed away, where there was like, they used his brother as a stand-in, but basically used CGI.
Once we started doing hologram Tupac concerts, I'm okay with all of it. So, just let it all happen.
Okay, I'm glad you're here, because where I was at, when they did the Harold Ramis CGI character for the first of the Return of the Ghostbusters, I really loved the way they did it. I don't think they're going to use it exploitatively. And I guess I always think of, like, as a family member, you and I can speak to this because both of our fathers are gone. Mm-hmm. If there was a way I could see even 5 minutes of the likeness of my dad in something that resumed human form, even though I would know it's not, it would mean something to me.
Yeah, they're making a lot of AI advances on that very topic right there, that you could have like all this audio from a loved one, and then you you input it, and then it gives the responses based off of what AI believes your dad or whoever your loved one is that like died would actually say. It's getting a little trippy. I don't know that I would do it. You said you would do it. I don't know that I would do
it. See, our dads passed away a little too early. If we had even 4 more years in the digital era, we could just have so many things.
If you died tomorrow, or if I died tomorrow, our family members, because all of our, we have so much audio of us speaking and doing radio. Now it might just be our radio versions of us, which maybe isn't.
I just love the idea of Isabella in 10 years listening to my Lonzo Ball take for 10 years and being like, he was right.
No, that's
why
not what it does.
Why would Peter Lynn not give it to him?
That's not what it does. It takes it and it. You can have all sorts of conversations, brand new conversations, conversations about things you'd never even dream of having, and it will give the response based off of what it knows about you, based off of the recordings.
I don't like the idea that's a little too presumptuous. I'm more complex than AI might realize.
AI doesn't believe you are. AI doesn't think any of us are. Okay. AI's working on that.
Well, bleep Allen Iverson then.
There we go.
Matt Miller joins us, and he responds to the allegations that random guy on Twitter says Medina's own Drew Aller sucks. We'll see if Matt agrees with that assessment in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.